Good afternoon and welcome to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we broadcast live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. We'll talk Northwest Missouri State Athletics for the next hour. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Tritton. And Matt, coming off a pretty good weekend for all the fall sports out at Northwest Missouri State.
Really, it doesn't get a whole lot better than what we saw, I think, overall. Whenever you see everybody that was competing, when you think about football, volleyball, and soccer all meeting up with top 25 competition and all coming out with really good results. Obviously, football came away with a win over Fort Hays State, a very much needed win for Northwest on the football side. Big victory over number 25. Volleyball goes down to Pensacola, Florida, the Outback Invitational. They come away with a 3-1 weekend after starting 1-3 the weekend before, and that was a lot of good competition. Two teams that were 4-0 going into the weekend, one that was 3-1. West Florida, the host school, is actually ranked, and the Bearcats won 3 of the 4. They knocked off West Florida on their home floor, and that one loss actually got up 2-0, just couldn't quite finish that one out. But overall, a really good weekend for volleyball. I think you think about what soccer is doing and what Mark Gordon has done with this program to really push it into new territory overall. Number 2 Grand Valley State in Maryville on Friday, and the Bearcats play them to a 1-1 draw. So terrific defense across the board. Minnesota State ranked 15th in the country, and that has always been a difficult team that Northwest has seen in non-com or even some exhibition at the same time, but just a tough team. 15th ranked team in the country comes to Maryville, and Northwest plays them to a scoreless draw. Obviously, you'd like to see wins, but the Bearcats are going toe-to-toe with literally the best in the country and are coming out and pushing them to a tie. The defense has been impeccable. You know the offense is going to come around as we get into conference play. Their soccer is right back out a little bit later on. They're going to be heading to South Dakota. They've got a match coming up, a weekday match against Augustana, their only action this week. But that's a program that has made just such big strides in the last 3-4 years. So, you know, cross-country didn't compete. Tennis had the week off. Golf was coming off of finishing second at a tournament in Nebraska. They had a terrific week, too. So that was about as good as it gets. And now it's just like, all right, let's stack the bricks. Let's put together another weekend like that.
Yeah, and that'll be fun to see what takes place this upcoming weekend for the Bearcat football team. They go on the road down to Missouri Southern, facing a winless team in Missouri Southern. But two out of the three games that the Lions have played have been very close games. It probably could have gone either way. Now, Pittsburgh State pretty much had their way with Missouri Southern in that big rivalry matchup that they have every year down there between those two schools. But outside of that, they played pretty well this year. And for the Northwest football team, they really put everything together on all aspects of the game. Special teams had a good day. Offense and defense both had a good day, and resulted in a nice win over 25th-ranked team, as you mentioned, in Fort Hays State. And after digging themselves a little bit of an early hole, they had enough time to kind of regroup a bit and really put together a heck of a performance.
If you're going to win in this league, you have to overcome adversity. And now the Bearcats gave themselves a whole heaping helping of adversity to start that game off with. Tigers marched right down the field and score an interception that led to an 11-yard drive. That was a quick touchdown. And, boy, it was 14-0 before you had a chance to crack open your Coke Zero, right? It was a very quick first half of the first quarter, but then Northwest settled in. The offense marched right down the field, made it 14-7. And I think that kind of eased everybody's nerves of, all right, right back in this football game, still 3.5 quarters left to go, and they really put together a solid showing. Only allowed, 6 points after the first half of the first quarter. So this team really came around, defensively played a nice football game. Chris Runke just continues to get more and more confident back there as a passer. And Northwest threw a few wrinkles in offensively we haven't seen in quite a long time, including going under center, running I formation, and just a little bit more power, smash mouth football when you got to get that 1 yard. So overall, I think a very good weekend for Northwest. And now it's go to a winless team. We talked a lot about Atiba Bradley the last few years, of how much Missouri Southern has taken a big step to really turn the corner to become one of the top teams in the conference. It's not an easy thing to do, and they're dealing with not the best facilities and some stuff working against them. But you know it's going to be a team that's going to come out and fight. And so Northwest is going to have its hands full, but you still expect the Bearcats. If they can play like they did on Saturday, that's a tough team to beat.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
You know, the crazy part, too.
Yeah.
Let's really dive into the weeds, because we're media and we can do that. The coaching staff, players won't do that. Emporia State knocked off Pittsburgh State. Central Missouri got beat by Central Oklahoma. All of a sudden, all bets are off now. It's a lot to ask. Northwest Missouri State right back in the conversation for why not go win an MIAA title. You still have all those teams on your schedule. You've only lost to Kearney. Go beat these other teams. playoffs are still in your future, a conference title is still in your future. There's still a lot to be done. So an 0-2 start looks rough initially. Wipe out those first two games and just go play football. And you never know what can happen.
Oh, no doubt about that. Of course, 0-1 in conference play, now 1-1 in the conference. So, and as you say, the couple of surprise upsets there. But people went into this year talking about how a lot of parity in the MIAA, and I think this past weekend just proved that.
100%, and that's a Fort Hays team that beat Angelo State, who was previously ranked. And, you know, they already knocked off Missouri Western, and you know that's a very good team that you played. It wasn't some kick-around team that just happened to get lucky to start off 14-0. That's a solid football team that Chris Brown has out in Hayes, and so the Bearcats to be able to come back and take that punch in the mouth and still find a way to win says a lot about this team, and I think it says a lot about the ceiling is still well high. They can continue to reach and climb, and you never know what they can do.
Yeah, because I think the coaches, if they look at that film, even though they played well, you can look at everything, and there's room for improvement.
Of course, across the board. You know, Coach Wright in that defense, even though they played well, he's circling small things like we got to do this, this, and this. We saw the offensive line come around and start to block better. How can the Bearcats make those results continue to stack up week after week after week? You know, we saw Jaden Brady and Tank Young get loose, Jackson Miller and some Wildcat, Deshaun Porter also getting back there at running back, a guy we hadn't really seen a whole lot of. But then he kind of showed that he's got a spark there too, so there's playmakers, and we'll kind of see how it goes. But, yeah, a lot of football left. Got to win on Saturday, of course, but it's going to be an interesting fall, I think.
Oh, no doubt about that. And we talked about soccer. When we come back, we'll talk about soccer as they're getting ready to head up to Sioux Falls to face Augustana. We'll be back on the Coach's Show and talk Bearcat soccer right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we talk soccer. As Mark Gordon, the head coach of the soccer teams, kind of stepped aside here. Quay Curtin joining us, the goalkeeper's coach, and talking a little bit of goalkeepers here today.
Yep, no, sounds good.
All right, and they're coming off of, pretty good performance this past weekend with a couple of pretty tough teams.
Yeah, the girls really worked hard, and they knew the challenge that was going to be in front of them, and I think, you know, we feel a little disappointed because we felt like we could get the wins, but overall, the hard work that they did, it started from the keepers, went to the defense, and everybody on the field truly worked and grinded for those results.
And Lily Ellis is with us along with Leo Scott. And again, let's just kind of talk about the goalkeepers. And that's one of those positions where you're expected to be perfect, I think, game to game. And but you pretty much were this past weekend. Well, we just kind of talk about, first of all, just the effort you had against two nationally ranked teams in Grand Valley State and Minnesota State.
We didn't do too bad. Again, like Quade said, we really grinded, put in the work this week. Our defense really helped limit the shots on goal. Obviously, they had a lot of chances, but for the most part, our defense was pretty locked down.
And when you look at the opportunities there for both of you, again, working together, things, just kind of talk about the teamwork that the two of you have.
Practices, we challenge each other a lot. We love working together at practice. We obviously have a really good goalkeeper coach that pushes us every single practice to get better. So I feel like the three of us together are a really good trio.
And Layla, just kind of talk about working together with the three of you there and just what makes this such a special unit.
I think we all just have a competitive mindset and a fun mindset at the same time. So both of those working together just make practices really good. And I think it's just really fun to be, like, watching Lily on the sidelines even and watching her make those big saves. It's just really cool.
And, Quade, again, as you talk about this particular position, what are some of the skills you look for in finding players like Lily and Leia here?
Especially with goalkeepers, there's many different styles of play. And, you know, what I try and do, I think one thing that we're really good at is being very honest with each other. And Leah doesn't play like Lily. Lily doesn't play like Leah, but they have their own style, and we just try and maximize their style and what we need to get out of them. And yeah, they come to practice every day and they work hard, and it's a very unique position, but it's very fun for me to coach, and it's fun to be around these two.
When you talk about very different styles, do you kind of match their style of play perhaps with the opponents you have coming in from game to game?
Sometimes, you know, Leah went up. We picked her to go up against Southwest Baptist, and she went and got the win, you know, made some pretty big saves. And style, probably not for the teams that we play, but it's just how, like, our center backs know how they want, you know, balls back and, you know, just the communication style. But yeah, they're ready to work all the time.
Well, you come to Northwest from Eaton, Colorado. What attracted you to come to Northwest Missouri State all the way from Colorado?
I think that the coaches were really nice, and obviously the girls were a big factor. They were just one of the most inviting programs off the bat from my first visit, and so it just was really easy to leave home and go and come here.
And then, Lola, you didn't have quite so far to go to come here. Just kind of talk about what drew you to Northwest.
Honestly, I didn't come to Northwest originally to play soccer, but kind of fell into it. But I'm super glad. I think the culture here is just so much different than all the other places I've been. And it's just, like Leah said, a very welcoming environment. And it's not typical that all the girls on the team are best friends, so that's really cool.
Yeah, coming from Kearney, Missouri, and coming from a pretty good program there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just talk about the matchups this past weekend. Two nationally ranked teams come into town, and how much fun is that to just test yourself against, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, the number two ranked team in the nation in Grand Valley State, and then, of course, 15th ranked Minnesota State to follow that, where you know you're having an opportunity to play against some of the top competition in the nation.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this past weekend we were really challenged a lot, just heart-wise. Going up against some of those teams sometimes can be a little defeating, but I feel like we really put it all out there, and we showed everyone what we can do against these really top teams.
And how much do you enjoy playing against competition like that?
I think it's awesome. Even just watching it, it's great from the sidelines. Everyone's pumped up. Everyone wants to win, and it's really cool when we go out there and tie such a high-ranked team.
And, Quade, when you face competition such as that, what are the things that you see? Of course, after having a couple good games, obviously you would like to have the win in that, but what are some of the things that this team can grow from after playing a weekend like that?
Obviously, we need to, you know, finish in front of goal, but something that we can carry throughout the rest of the season is this: they don't quit. Like teams from a couple years ago, we might concede a late goal, you know, lose, but the players on the field and the players on the sidelines who, you know, go in and do their job, they don't stop. And if we can continue that mentality, we're going to be a dangerous team.
What's been the biggest thing you've seen out of this group this year overall, not only just this past weekend, but fall camp and going into where you're at right now?
Our fall camp was a little shorter than previous years, but I think it was good for us because the girls really came in. They were missing it. They wanted to work. And, again, it's just that the tenacity that we have as a team, haven't really seen it as much in previous years, and it's fun to watch because every situation on the field, practice, they're just they give all their heart, and that's awesome to see.
As far as what's coming up next, back on the road for tomorrow, I guess you're leaving this afternoon to get up there to Sioux Falls to face Augustana tomorrow. What are you looking for out of that matchup?
They're going to be a good team. They're always, you know, a prominent team in the Central region, and you know, we're going to watch some film a bit and take our game plan to them, and I think we can get, you know, a result on the road, and that I think that'll be good for us.
As far as talk about playing a top team in the region, I imagine too a long way to go before you get to this particular aspect later in the year. But good performances now has to play a factor down the line for you guys as well.
Oh, absolutely. you know, we didn't get the wins this weekend, but we also didn't lose. So I mean, we've proven that we can play with anybody in the country right now. And yeah, I think, you know, we'll see what the remainder of the year brings. But I'm excited.
Well, Lully, 30 saves so far on the season right now, and you're kind of moving your way up the record books here in that category.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And what are some of the goals that you want to have for this season for you?
Honestly, for me, I just want to focus on being a team player. I feel like with all the records and stuff, you can kind of get a little bit individualistic and kind of focus on yourself. So I just want to focus on what can I do for the team, and how can I bring a good mentality and a good attitude to help my team win.
And, Aaliyah, for you, what's some of the things you're looking for this season?
I'm looking forward to just watching us keep playing good and coming out each game and competing and just playing to the best of our ability.
Well, and you've got a nice matchup coming up tomorrow, Augustana. What are you looking for out of that?
I'm just looking for us to, again, have some heart on the field. I feel like our effort has really been there these past few games, and I don't want us to let up, even though they're not a nationally ranked team. So I'm just looking forward to having a result, hopefully, and just playing some good soccer.
And, Quade, you look at this. It's a non-conference matchup tomorrow, your final non-conference before you get into really the bulk of the season coming up.
Yeah, well, our non-con schedule has been kind of a congested schedule. We've played some games on some days that we typically don't, but Augustana, we play them tomorrow, and then we have 7 days until our next game before we start conference, so I think that'll be a good rest. But during practice, we're going to still get after it and do what we need to do.
I would imagine, too, you talked about a good rest, but also a chance to kind of maybe recalibrate and kind of focus on where you're at right now then, and where you want to go the rest of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our conference, it's going to be hard this year. There's no off games, so yeah, we'll see, you know, look at the progress we've made and see if we need to make any changes and go from there.
All right, well, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show.
Thank you.
All right, again, we're talking soccer here on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. It's Quade Curtin with us, an assistant and the goalkeeper's coach for the Northwest soccer team. Also Lily Ellis and Leah Scott with us. We're back. We've got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MaryvilleForum.com or at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at PizzaRanch.com.
And welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show as we turn our attention to football. Carter Edwards joining us, a linebacker for the Bearcat football team. We got his first start as a Bearcat this past Saturday and put together a heck of a performance. Tying for the team lead in tackles for the game was 6. And, Carter, good to have you with us here on the show.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
And talk about going in and earning that start for this past Saturday and what that meant to you.
It was pretty special for me, especially because my dad made it up to the game as well. Being from St. Louis, pretty far. So it was cool to see him in the stands as well. But for me, it just did the same preparation, normal game. Just did everything at practice the same and kept going and figured out a way to get one out.
Yeah, one of the things that Matt and I talked about a little bit earlier that I thought was impressive about the game was it seemed like it was just a kind of a total team win. All aspects of the team out there really performed well.
Yeah, from the start, even in warm-ups, you can tell just the positive energy we had talking about going in, how we need everyone, even the freshmen, whatever your role is, knowing your role and just really honing in on that and being part of the team. And I think that positive energy really helped us throughout the whole four quarters of the game.
And let's just talk about the start of the game, down a couple touchdowns to get started, but it really didn't look like there was any panic on the field from anybody.
Yeah, I mean, we just stayed confident and just trusted our training as well, and offense played pretty well, got us out of the holes, and we fixed what we needed to fix, and we were able to get it going.
And that was a good win against a good team in Fort Heath State.
Yeah, they were a really good team. Big O-line, very experienced as well. Returned a lot of starters, so it was a good battle. I mean, every game we're going to play this year is going to be a fight, and we realize that, so we just got to keep coming every week.
When you prepare for a team like Fort Hays State, a team that Jack Dawson, a very good quarterback, at the week before looking at the Missouri Western game, Missouri Western got a lot of pressure on him at times, and it looked like kind of a different type of scheme that you guys had going in, but still you're able to get there and make Dawson kind of work for what he was trying to do out there.
Yeah, I mean, this week we talked about a lot, just like extreme effort, especially to the ball, just practicing that every day, just having 11 hats on the ball at all times, and just trying to be the first one there to make the tackle. And if you're not there, just, you know, the guys are going to be able to follow you and make you right.
Come in at a position that traditionally has had a lot of strong players come through the program. What's the secret to all the linebacking skill that you guys have?
I really just think it's the amount of love we all give each other. I mean, we're all good buddies. I mean, the guys that have played here have, I mean, they still stay in touch with us. Talked to Jake Volstead a lot. He's around too. So it's cool to see, especially, and having Coach Bosick being a former linebacker, just being a linebacker in Northwest Missouri State's pretty special. It's kind of like a brotherhood, and especially Joe Quinlan as well, those guys. So it's all pretty close guys, and we're all good buddies as well.
Yeah, and one of the things that's always struck me is even if you're not part of the starting three in that spot, you pretty much know you're going to get out there and get some meaningful minutes the way the coaching staff rotates you guys in and out.
Yeah, it's been really nice being able to rotate this year in and out, just knowing the guys on the sideline have your back, your eyes, and doing the same for them, talking to them when they come off, they talk to us, making adjustments, and just really just being an extra set of eyes and helping you out as well, make your reads and that.
And, again, getting that start on a Saturday, put up some good numbers. But you look at last year, you had some pretty good numbers out there as well. It seemed like you kind of had a nose for the ball there, a blocked kick, a fumble recovery, forcing a fumble last year as well. It just seemed like you really made some strides last year to get to the point where you're at this year.
Yeah, I mean, ever since I was little, just kind of always been a guy, just want to go get the ball. Some of the D linemen, they call me Forrest Gump because they just like to watch me run. So I laugh at that, but just being aggressive and passionate. I mean, football's a passionate game. It's full of emotions, and just using those and going out each week and just trying to get it done for my team and for Maryville and coaches and everyone who cares about me.
Well, you mentioned at the outset you come from St. Louis DeSmet High School there and coming out of a pretty good, successful football program there.
Yeah, I mean, the class of 21, guys that came in with there, I mean, we wanted to do something special there, and we did, and that's the same reason I came here, too, just seeing something special and having coaches that you believe in you as well.
Yeah, if I understand right, we have Class 6 state championship, all that.
Yeah, that was fun. I mean, freshman year, we were all in JV, the guys that came in together, and then the varsity team went 1-9, and then the year after that, I believe it was 8-3, and then after that we went undefeated, my junior year, won the state championship.
And a team captain on that team, if I understand right.
Yep. I was a team captain. It was probably one of the best honors I received, just knowing those guys looked up to me as a leader.
And let's talk about off the field, academic-wise. You've been a member of the MIAA Academic Honor Roll. What's your field of studies?
I'm a physical education major, especially in being in Maryville, having so many great schools. It's been cool to see the kids that I've observed in classrooms and gone to see, seeing them at the game. Just kind of funny because I was one of those little kids running around too at high school games under the bleachers. So it's really cool and special. And actually, the other day I went to go observe Jake Volstead's class, just seeing how he does stuff. So, and the education program here is great. I mean, all the teachers care about you. I have teachers wearing the Inflexer merch after the game, so it's just really special.
Now, is Jake as crazy in the classroom as I see him around the weight room some?
I mean,
and I mean that in a good way too, but
when we're together, we're pretty normal when we have to be, but it's pretty fun. It's fun seeing the guys around the weight room, missing Matt Wendelberger as well, seeing him, talked to him a lot before the game too, so it was special to let him know I was getting the start, and he gave me some good advice too against his former Fort Hays Tigers.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He came here from Fort Hays State and then is down at a high school in, like, Shawnee, Oklahoma,
yep,
I believe.
Yep, Shawnee.
So you mentioned, too, about being from St. Louis. I have to ask you, Cardinal fan?
I am a Cardinal fan, yeah. Struggling right now.
Oh, it's been a little rough. Grew up a Cardinal fan, too. Mm-hmm. I was kind of hoping to build a little bit off of last year's rough season, but
yeah.
I guess it is a little bit better this year. But
absolutely.
But hopefully some good things ahead. It's almost where you can't come from St. Louis and not be a Cardinal fan, can you?
Yeah, I mean, St. Louis is pretty big sports. Blues as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty great.
All right. Well, Carter, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show, and we'll look forward to seeing you this upcoming Saturday.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. That's Carter Edwards, a linebacker for the Bearcat football team, again coming off his first start against Fort Hays State. And coming up next this upcoming Saturday, it's Missouri Southern down at Joplin at 2 o'clock kickoff. We'll have that broadcast for you right here on KXCV, KRNW. Stay tuned. We got more coming up on the Coach's Show right after this.
Support for KXEV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com. or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back into the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're talking Northwest Missouri State Cross Country. The Bearcats had the previous weekend off. They opened things up out in Ashland, Nebraska with the Platte River Rumble. This weekend, there are two meets, the Roy Griak Invitational. That's up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And then on Saturday, it'll be the Greeno Dirks Invitational in Lincoln, Nebraska. We're talking with Northwest Cross Country Coach Wick Cunningham, also Senior Grant Bradley. Appreciate you guys coming on and talking with us. And Wick, you've had a couple weeks since the opener. Two meets this weekend. We talked about it before we went on, but just quickly, as you go through, how do you kind of separate who is going to which meet, and is there possibility of any doubling up at all?
Yeah, so no possibility of doubling up. 8K is going to be brutal enough one time, so I won't make them suffer through it twice. So we're sending all of our women up to Roy Griak this Friday, and then we're going to send 12 men up there, and the next 10 will run Saturday at University of Nebraska. The nice thing about track cross country, it's not really that subjective. It's pretty objective. You look at the clock and kind of look at where people are in training and kind of make the decision that way. Luckily, we didn't have too many hard decisions this year, just some pretty clear-cut lines. And Nice thing is our team's pretty responsible and pretty knowledgeable. They know what to expect, so when I had those conversations, they all went really smoothly.
The Greeno-Dirksen one has been one that Northwest has been in quite a few times through the years. Is this the first time at the GRIAC?
To my knowledge, this is our first time running at Worry GRIAC, or at least it is in the 11 years I've been a part of the Northwest team.
What are your expectations here, and do you get up there? And I know at times you still take a run through the course yourself to get a feel for it. What are your expectations?
Yeah, I'll definitely get up there and run the course the day before, just like the guys and girls will, just because I like to know the course as well, get a feel for it. Maybe I notice stuff that they missed, or they'll notice stuff that I missed, and I think it's really nice to kind of encompass myself there. It's definitely going to be a hard, hilly, challenging course, but running in Maryville, Missouri, we're going to be pretty ready for those hills, and competition looks stellar on both the men's and women's side, and I think the biggest thing is we're competing against a lot of those NSIC schools that are in our region that we don't get to see on a regular basis, so it'll be good to go up and see that competition.
And we're joined by Grant Bradley, a senior from the men's team. Grant, this is your first chance to get out there and run for Northwest Missouri State. Didn't run to the Platte River Rumble. At this point, you're just ready to, like, all right, just let me go and get after it.
Right, exactly. You know, it's great that Wick gave me the opportunity to come run here at Northwest. You know, I've been in the conference for 4 years, and I've always seen the humility from Northwest, and when I made the decision to move, I think it was night and day for my decision. And yeah, I've battled a little bit of injury, a little sickness getting once I got here, but you know, now I'm healthy and ready for the big one.
Whenever you're thinking about finding that next school after you have a very decorated career in track and cross country at Fort Hays State, the team success wasn't always there. Now you come to Northwest Missouri State, and this men's team feels very loaded. There are some big things that can happen in the national meet a season ago. How much does that figure in when you're kind of looking at what that next step is for you?
Right. That's actually exactly what I felt I was missing at Hays. I felt if I stayed, you know, I can still thrive as an individual, but all these goals I had coming into college, I won't be able to reach. And I looked and I saw that, you know, Northwest, they're not losing anyone. And if I can come be a part of that, you know, with this opportunity, first and last year in a Bearcat jersey, I think we can make some special things happen.
Wick, having a guy like this that you know pretty well just from conference meets and other ones around, when that opens up, are you seeking him out? He contact you? How does that all play out?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, you know, I can't contact anyone from in the portal, so I waited till he was in the portal, but I'd heard rumors that he was going to enter. And you never know what's actually going to happen, so you don't mess with anything. And then you see that happen, so you reach out. And I feel like at times I was almost trying to convince him not to come to Northwest. because, you know, he's not a graduate transfer. Want to make sure he gets his degree at the end of this year. You got to take so many credit hours at any university you go to. And then following that, there was still the in-conference transfer rule. So at that time, he would have to come here and sit a year before competing. And I was kind of like, man, that's a lot of time just to run for 1 year. You know, it might be worth looking other places. And, you know, I'm sure he did. He was looking at other places, and that in-conference transfer rule got lifted probably like 3 days after my phone call with him or something like that. And I gave him a call back, and he was all in, but we still wanted to make sure that you could get your degree on time, that all these things would come together. So, yeah, running, huge part of it, but we want to make sure the whole life aspect of it worked out well, too.
Grant, trying to check a lot of boxes in a short amount of time, right? Obviously, get in. The educational side is important. Make sure you kind of get yourself into shape. Talk about being healthy. The camaraderie side, meeting your teammates, knowing those guys. Is there much time at cross country and track to where you had a good sense of who it was, or was a lot of it just, all right, once you got on campus, it was really getting to know all these guys?
You know, I knew a couple of the guys pretty well because I had this idea in the back of my head that I might be leaving, and if I left, this is somewhere I'd want to be. So I started talking to a couple of just the top guys that I'd see at the big meets, and just letting them know, hey, you know, if you could talk to Wick, you know, just in case, to see, you know, if they have extra money. I know Reese is leaving, and he's been a big staple on the team. So, yeah, I knew a couple of them, but I host a team camp every year the week before school starts for the cross-country team, just a week up in Keystone, Colorado. I'm from Denver, Colorado, so and that was a good way to get to know a big chunk of the team. Over half the guys came, so that was a really good opportunity to get to know them.
Well, you lead right into that, and being from Colorado, and now you're here in the Midwest doing your collegiate running from Fort Hays, now to Northwest Missouri State. What is that training like? What was that team camp like of maybe some guys not used to running up there at that altitude?
Right, yeah. Keystone's really high up there, around 9,300 feet. I'm from Denver. It's 5,500 feet. So, you know, that's always helped me when I come back from a break, whether it's winter break, summer break. I feel really fit. It was a big adjustment for a lot of the guys when they got up there. The first day sucked. Recovery isn't great up there. I got to sleep a lot more to get those actual recovery benefits. But for the most part, it went really smoothly. Nobody got hurt up there except for me. But, you know, I was only a little fluke, a day or two out. But everything's been smooth sailing. So
now my concern, and I don't know if you'd have the same thing, Wick, of like, all right, we got the new guy hosting this camp. We're going up there. Nobody try to do too much. Try to stay within yourself because you don't want to get at altitude or be on a trail and all of a sudden you tweak something and come back. But, Wick, you hear about this and that team building right away. And that has to make you feel pretty good as a coach that things are going the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we got great camaraderie, not only on the guy side but the women's side as well. And it's super exciting to have that camaraderie. And I think, you know, the directionality, sometimes coaches think it's like, oh, you have success, then the team will bond. And I think it goes the other way. It's like if you get the team bonding and on the same page, the success will follow. And it's just really important for us to make sure we have that order correctly, and that's what we're trying to do here.
We're talking Northwest Missouri State cross country with Wick Cunningham, Northwest coach, as well as senior Grant Bradley. Wick, we're about a month and a half out from the MIAA championships, then, of course, a couple weeks later, the NCAA Central Regional. How are you kind of judging these guys and making sure that fitness is where it needs to be once we do kind of roll around at that time?
Yeah, so this meets are obviously a good one. This meet's going to be our first big one. That's going to be a great test of fitness. But then there's a few key workouts throughout the season that we do. But we got to be really careful how we turn those dials physically, emotionally, mentally, getting ready for these big workouts. Just one or two throughout the season we really dive into. And we had one last Tuesday that went a lot better than I even expected, I think. It was really great. Things were clicking, men, women, everybody, which was fantastic. So, yeah, just checking in at the meets, and then, you know, we'll focus in on this right now and get a few, just put our heads down and grind a little bit more.
Grant, what did you think of the workout last Tuesday?
It was tough.
Was it a butt kicker?
Yep. It was one of the harder, I guess, more impressive workouts I think I've ever done in my career. But, you know, I knew that's what I was ready for. That I knew that's what happened here at Northwest, and I know that's how they've reached the level that they've reached. So I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, we had Sam and Reagan on last week with Wick, and we were talking about that, and they just talked about it does hurt and it is painful going through these meets, and you get midway through and you're like, I still have, you know, 3, 4, 5K left to go. Mm-hmm. Do you just embrace that? Like, is it just kind of like one of those things that, like, if I'm hurting, I'm doing it right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm almost I'd say a veteran in the NCAA at this point, so it's just, you know, I know what to expect. I know it's going to suck no matter how fit I am, because that's just what it is. That's what I chose, and I just embrace it.
Northwest Missouri State cross country in a couple meets this weekend. The women and some men will be at the Roy Grieck Invitational in Minnesota, and then on Saturday we'll see some more men also at the Greeno Dirkst Invitational in Lincoln, Nebraska. Wick, Grant, thanks so much for coming on and talking with us. Good luck this weekend, and do it again soon.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
As Northwest Missouri State cross country coach Wick Cunningham with us and senior Grant Bradley. We'll take a break and be back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back into Pizza Ranch here on KXCV KRNW for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball, we've got head coach Amy Wirth and senior Peyton Kirchhoffer. And Appreciate you guys coming in, and congratulations. That was a big weekend. Northwest coming out 3-1, four very tough matches, and coming out with that winning record. A nice bounce-back weekend. Coach, just your takeaway of the weekend as a whole.
Well, it wouldn't be a true coach if you didn't say we could have been 4-0. But,
could have been 4-0.
We went 5 with Wingate and didn't play well, our best at the end. They got us serving and passing wise, and we just couldn't rebound back from that. And they kind of figured out what we were doing offensively. And so, but no, our errors were way better. We want to keep them at 12%, and we were at 9% when we played West Florida, which is huge. When you play a number 21 team in the country, you can't give them points. And I thought they did a great job of taking what we did in practice and applying it in the games. And I'm the lucky one when it comes to the, how coachable they are and how much they listen and buy into what I, you know, lead with. And we applied that, and I think, you know, and I know it was because of those errors that we got some wins that we hadn't gotten the previous weekend. So it was great to see that change, that improvement, and we got to keep doing that throughout the season.
It's kind of a sign of a good team and a veteran team too there, right? Hey, we're doing this in practice. This is how we're going to come out and better ourselves. And then all of a sudden, bulls are flying, and it's not chaos, and we're forgetting. But it's, all right, this is what Coach said, and they stick to it, and it kind of feels like that's what this team, the potential is there for it, for sure.
Yeah, the team, the potential is there. We played well against Wingate when we played, and the first two sets were lights out. And I said, we got to bottle that up and do it again, and we did. The first set against West Florida, we had one error. That doesn't happen very often in volleyball, and hit 500 on them. And I just think from the standpoint of being able to do something like that, you can replicate it. Obviously, only having one error is very unlikely you're going to continue to go that route. But it's great that we played at that level because we know we can do it again. And just keep our errors down and keep our thought process where it needs to be as far as attacking and being able to balance those two. That's a tough thing to do.
Peyton, errors down, a hitting percentage through the roof. You start out against Florida Tech, who was 4-0 going into that match, and you hand them their first loss of the season. Was that a big one just to, all right, we were 1-3 last weekend, forget about that. We got the first one under our belt. Let's just go out and play Northwest volleyball and stick to it. Was that kind of a monkey off your back at that point?
Yeah, that was a really great game to just lock in, and we really wanted to take a win against a ranked opponent since we didn't get it done against Wingate, who had received some votes. So we all were very excited. We had our stampede at the end. We're partying in the locker room, throwing water on Coach. So it was a very fun win for sure for us.
So four good opponents. You guys mentioned number 21, West Florida. You knocked them off on their own floor in an absolute battle. You lost set 4, 31-29, and you hang on the fifth set 16-14. How exhausting was that final match to handle all that?
It was fun. I'm sure I made the coach mad at the end because I said, what a fun match. And, you know, she had just lost 2 5-setters in the same day. But it was. It was fun.
She'll look back on it and agree.
Yeah,
right?
It was fun. And, you know, she's a strong female. I'm a strong female. And, you know, we were going battling back and forth. And I just think that's the epitome of fun. And so maybe I put my foot in my mouth a little bit from the timing of when I said that. Maybe I could have texted her later. But I just wanted to give her that thought process because, you know, it sucks to lose and it hurts. And the second one, you know, 5-setter in the day that you didn't come out on top. But I just liked that fun aspect of battling and battling and battling. It was exhausting. It was exhausting. We were tired. I'm sure they were much more tired than me, but mentally my brain was about to explode. And that's how you want it to be. There are many times in my career and you know, Peyton and the seniors' careers that I have looked at them and said, this is exactly where we want to be. And sometimes when you remind people, you want to be in these scenarios, you want to be in these tight games, it kind of releases a lot of stuff. Like, it releases their tension and just having to play perfect or be perfect or not make errors. And this is fun. And, you know, sometimes when you define it as what is fun, you just play. And we talked about passion throughout the course of the tournament. We need to have more passion. We need to have more excitement when it comes to why we play. And I just thought it was awesome that they were able to do what they did this weekend.
You know, Peyton, sports can be so very seesaw, right? All about momentum. And you think about going through and losing that fourth set in that way on their home floor, and Sir West Florida, like, all right, let's pull this one out. what's said in the huddle? Do you guys kind of take a second to regroup at that point and say, all right, we're good, we just need one more set? How does that play out in the huddle with the players?
Yeah, there was definitely a moment where we were all a little upset that we didn't get it done in four, because we knew, like, we had our opportunities. But we really came together and we were like, okay, this is our last set of the weekend. Like, we are almost done and on a plane tomorrow, like, out of here. So, like, we wanted to end on a good note. We needed to really lock in. Our setter looked at me and a couple of the other hitters and was like, I need you to get more kills, because we were not doing what we needed to. So I think it was really just like leaning on each other, knowing that we've all been in this situation many times together before, because it's a veteran team, and just locking in for one more set.
So that's perfect segue, needing more kills. 15 kills in the match, 7 of them coming in the fifth set when you win it 16-14. I mean, were you just in the zone at that point of like, I'm not walking away from here without a win?
Yeah, my shoulder was dying a little bit in the beginning of the game. Just coming off of injury, I'm just a little old now, but my setter looked at me and was like, I need more kills, and I was like, yes, we are finishing this game. I have not played the match how I really wanted to, so I was like, I need to go like all out right now. And my defense was really talking to me really well, giving me good shots, so it really just clicked in the end.
And coach, of course, the getting old comment notwithstanding, a breakout performance from your senior, and obviously battling injuries, trying to get back to that All-American form. That's a pretty big match.
Yeah, I mean, if there's anything that can give you some confidence, is playing the number 21 team in the country and having stats like that. We, you know, before we even got into that game, we had to vote for all tournament, and I assumed we could vote for ourselves because it wasn't listed on the instructions. So I was like, well, I'm going to vote, you know, two. And so I voted Abby and I voted Peyton, and I thought Peyton had a great tournament, even up to West Florida. Was just solid with what she was doing and how she was carrying herself and how she was approaching getting kills and doing it at a low error scenario. Anytime you can have an L1 that's low error, that takes a million swings but still low error, that's huge. And it's huge for the setters, and it's huge that the setters were able to ask her for more and she was able to give it. So I know she's a stud. She's been a stud for us for a long time. But I think, you know, she learned a lot probably about herself this weekend and her shoulder and what she can do. And, you know, our athletic trainer, shout out to her, is doing a fantastic job. We are an older team. Tegan Howell is her name, and she is putting us back together happily right now. It may not be that way for the whole season, but we're lined up, you know, waiting for her to give us some treatment, and she's just doing a great job. So it takes a village. It's nice to have people step up from the previous weekend, because I know she wasn't, you know, Peyton wasn't happy with how she performed the last weekend, and she stepped up and really performed well this weekend. So I think she's just learning a lot, and that's what you want. Even when you're in your fifth year and you've played 5 years of volleyball, like, how much more can you learn? I think she's continuing to learn more and more about herself, about our teammates, and, you know, how we can be better as a team. And that's awesome. It makes you go, and it makes you have that competitive spirit and feel like you're getting somewhere in your career. And so I know they all want to end with a bang, as do I. I want them to end at the highest pinnacle that we can be. And for us to turn around and do what we did last week is, I think, huge for the confidence.
And I think the other coaches agreed with you, since Peyton and Abby both landing on the all-tournament team and Northwest coming away with a solid weekend, going 3-1 down in Florida, as we're talking Bearcat volleyball with Amy Wirth, head coach, and Peyton Kirchhoff, a senior. Peyton, you mentioned being a little bit older, and I you know, I feel much older, and so you can't imagine the soreness you're going to have when you're my age. But the approach to your senior year of 2024 compared to a 2021, like, do you find yourself getting to the gym a little bit earlier, making sure that once practice rolls around, you're a little warmer than maybe just rolling in and like, all right, let's go?
For sure. I think my warm-up has probably tripled in the amount of time I spend before and in the training room after, just really working with our trainers. They're great people. I'm definitely not the same body that I had my sophomore year when I was an All-American, but just learning how to deal with my shoulder and what it can handle, and I have great coaches, teammates, trainers who understand all of that and work with me very well.
and Northwest Missouri State. One more weekend of non-conference volleyball before heading into MIAA play on September 27th and 28th. Coach, we talked last week, too, about finding the right rotation and lineup and just things that are meshing. Did you feel like you've kind of hit that point in Florida? Now let's just keep on stacking wins.
Yeah, early on in the season, you're always trying to figure out how to best showcase your team, and I felt like we have settled in on a 5-1. It's a modified 5-1, so we're using two setters, and I feel like both setters are good setters and need to be on the court. And we're using them as we need to and have found a flow, you know, maybe not all the time with the starting lineup, but we're finding a flow in the system that we're in. I think that's giving our middles some confidence when it comes to running behind, because when you're in the 5-1 scenario, you get to run behind a little bit more as a middle. So, yes, I feel better about that. I think there's still a huge push for everyone to improve. I'm still looking for that X factor that I feel like I was trying to find that person who hadn't really played against Wingate and who that person's going to be coming off the bench and kind of be that X factor or a serving sub or some, like, there's still room for people to find room on the court. And I'm having conversations with people this week to give them some confidence, even if they haven't seen the court, how they can make their way to the court, because everyone wants to play. And so from that piece, we all know not everyone can play. We have 18 on our team, and you know, we play with around seven, eight deep. But we've got everyone has got to continue to improve, and they're coachable. I know they'll listen. And the more we can improve as a team and push each other, the more we're going to be where we want to be at the end of the season.
Last one for you, then I'll let you guys go. Did you at least give the team some beach time?
Yes.
Over the weekend?
Let's be honest. What they said in the fifth set was 15 points and we get to go to the beach. I'm going to be honest. I heard it. It's fine.
And they went 16 points, so even better.
If that's the motivation, put a carrot in front of them. They usually do well with ice cream, which we were supposed to get that night, but it was closed. They do well with fried food. If I put that in front of them, they're excited because I don't let them have fried food. We get salads instead of fries.
Such a good mom.
Thanks. But we just need to eat better most of the time. And I don't buy them sweets most of the time. So the ice cream is always a good bonus for them. And they're always throwing it out at me. Can we get ice cream? Ice cream, we won. So the beach was a huge piece of what they were saying, that they were tired. Let's be honest. Anytime, you know, the seniors are counting everything down, like, that was the last time we played two games in one day. Like, we get to hear all those proclamations after it's finished. You know, they're completed one more box to check off. So it is tough to play two in one day, let alone four in 2 days. And they were tired. But they still had that competitive spirit, and they figured out how to put something in front of them that would make them go. Obviously, competing is the ultimate, but sometimes motivation is needed just for a second. And they are doing a good job just keeping it light in the huddle, too. Like, it wasn't heavy. We weren't still hungover from Wingate. You know, I think we were wanting to get this win. They probably mentioned Wingate, that we needed to finish again to get the win. And so that probably motivated them, too. But hats off to them with their motivation, however they need to do it. I usually let it roll, let it fly. But it wasn't something that came from me. It was them, and we had some beach time. So we got to go to Pensacola Beach, and we've been to Clearwater in Tampa. So these players have been to beaches, which is great, just to have something where they're living normal lives. You know, it's nice to have the balance and to have a day off. And so it's a bonus that we were winning. You know, we had a great weekend, so the beach day was much more pleasant.
The beach is that much more refreshing.
Yes.
After a win.
Yes, although we did hear there was a shark at the beach, so we were leaving when the shark appeared, so no one was hurt.
Thank goodness.
Yes, thank goodness.
And I just want to put this out there for Peyton and the rest of the team, but this is the last time the seniors will ever practice on September 17th in their career. So it might be a good day for ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
It's the last
thanks,
one.
Thanks.
So.
Thanks. Yep. Last time.
congratulations on the good weekend. Thanks for coming on, and good luck this weekend against Upper Iowa and Winona State.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Northwest Missouri State senior Peyton Kirchhoffer and head volleyball coach Amy Wirth with us. Northwest playing this weekend, Friday and Saturday, against Upper Iowa and Winona State in the Upper Iowa Tournament. We'll step aside and be back with more on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV, KRNW, comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV, KRNW, comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. Support for KXCV, KRNW, comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for KXCV Karen W. comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back into Pizza Ranch here on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are talking Northwest Missouri State Golf with head coach Lathan Troy and junior Kayla Moline. And appreciate you guys coming on and talking with us. Northwest getting set for the MIAA preview. That'll be the upcoming Monday and Tuesday as the Bearcats two tournaments down. And Lathan, to this point, we've seen steady improvement. Obviously, going from that Central Region fall preview to the Battle of Bayside, second of eight teams, that has to feel pretty good. But, all right, we know we're doing the right things, but now the results are showing that too.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, really proud of them for their performance at, you know, the Battle at Bayside. And I think, you know, we didn't have our best first day, but no, this is a resilient group, and they really battled. And so they came out second day, played great golf. Really, really difficult golf course, you know, one that the more you see it, probably the better you play. And so it was nice to see them really stick to their game plan, manage the golf course really well, and put a great second day together and get a jump up the leaderboard, get a second place finish.
Kayla, what was that like for you going from tournament one to tournament two? Does it feel like, obviously, seeing the course a couple rounds helps, but do you feel like once you're back into the season playing tournaments, that you do feel a jump from the first to the second tournament?
Oh, yeah. Especially going to the second one. Like, I've been doing this for, this is my third year now, so pretty used to it. But definitely, like, it's an adjustment to new tournament, but you get used to just going, playing different courses, gets you better experience. And, yeah, that second tournament was pretty difficult, but once you're in it, you kind of just get used to it, and just more experience makes you better.
With every tournament being on a different course and the weather's different, you never know what you're going to quite run into. And some days it's your day and some days it's just not. Like, how difficult is it sometimes to kind of feel your way through that first day of getting to know the course and what you want to be doing, but then also how's the rest of the field kind of handling the conditions at the same time?
Yeah, it's a little different. I tend to use, like, conditions, like, to my advantage, because whether it's raining or conditions are just, like, not the best or there's wind, I think we do a good job of, like, practicing that on our own here at school. So I feel really prepared whenever that happens. But it is definitely an adjustment, but, you know, it's what we're trained to adapt to.
You got to love it, Lathan. You got Maryville here. It's always going to be crazy conditions, whether it's raining or windy or whatever. There's always something at Mazingo.
Oh, yeah. We play in all sorts of conditions out there. Could change day to day. One day it's 75 and sunny. The next it's 60, but it might be 30 mile an hour winds. So they get used to playing in a lot of different ways, a lot of different conditions, and you know that helps them. That you know, battling and playing in tough conditions, that travels wherever you go. And so some schools, you know, might have better weather, and you know it comes to more of a surprise. But for us, they're pretty used to it, so they're pretty good at adapting.
How do you goal set with this team, or is that something that's even discussed in the fall when you're trying to get out there and put together good tournaments and stack not only results but confidence at this point?
You know, the seniors and Kayla and Lauren Cole and the juniors, they have been on this steady trend upwards since they got here, and so they know what good golf is and they know what they are capable of doing, and so they've done a great job of, you know, echoing that to our incoming freshmen. And you know, it's a team expectation. We feel like we know how we can play and what we can put together, and I think that's only going to improve as we continue through the fall season.
Kayla, for you, year three at Northwest Missouri State playing golf, what's been the biggest takeaway for you just growth-wise that you've kind of seen your game and yourself develop?
I think it's just self-dedication, and like, we have a great team with a lot of players on this team who model that. So I've been underclassmen for 2 years, so I just learned to look up to the upperclassmen, what they do, how they practice, and it's just made me a lot better as a golfer, and something that I can hope to show the freshmen coming in here this year.
Does the mental side of the game get easier, whether it's a good hole or a bad hole, that you can just kind of turn away and move on to the next one, or is that something you still train yourself every tournament to remember, like, gotta forget about it and focus on the next one?
Oh yeah, it's definitely something I'm still learning. Like, I'd like to say I'm getting better at it, but sometimes it's just not your day and it comes in. But with more rounds on your belt, more tournaments, you get used to that feeling, so you kind of just tell yourself to kind of just chill out, enjoy the game, but it is definitely hard.
I feel like Bearcat golfers, and especially ones that play here, like practicing, but then also all these tournaments across the Midwest, should all be sports psychologists at the end of the day, Lathan, because they're going through a lot, and they just kind of, whether it's a callus they build up to it, or they're just finding different ways to kind of get through. Like, it's not an easy sport, and it's not easy here either.
Yeah, no, not at all. And, you know, the game of golf, they're out there for 5.5 hours, and I might only see them for 25 total minutes of that five and a half hours they're out there for. So it's truly, you know, 18 holes of golf, 18 different battles that they're out there, they're playing every hole, and they do a great job of staying positive and you know, always a glass half full mindset, and that's something we really preach as a team. And so, yeah, it's super proud of them, and I think that we've got a group that has a great mindset on the golf course, and really, you know, through the lows, through the highs, they stay pretty even keel.
Whenever you're only seeing your golfers for that small amount of time, the course of a long tournament or just a long round, do you have to kind of get to know them in practice and tendencies and just certain mannerisms to where, all right, they need to pick me up now, or they're good, they've got this?
Yeah, and we talk about that beforehand. You know, we talk about what they want from me on the course, because at the end of the day, you know, they're the ones hitting the shots. Like, I might be in the control tower at the airport, but they're the pilot, so it's their decision. It's kind of their show. So, you know, they let me know where they'll want me, if they want me. If they don't want me, if they're in the zone and in a flow state, then by all means, I let them go.
We're talking Northwest Missouri State Golf with head coach Lathan Croy and a junior, Kayla Moline. Kayla, coming to Northwest from Johnston, Iowa, you won a state title your senior year, correct, at West Des Moines Valley. When you think about that and winning a state title as a team, and then you kind of come back here to Northwest and what you guys are developing as a group right now, are there some similarities? And ultimately, you kind of thinking, all right, we did this here. Now let's kind of pull all our golfers along and find a way to go get a conference title in the spring and build off that.
Oh, yeah. Being a three-time state champion at Valley with Paige Hoffman, who was my high school teammate too, also coming in with these new freshmen, I'm feeling like that same feeling back in high school. We had a really great team, and now this year I feel like we're just going to be breaking records and shooting some low scores, so I'm really excited to see how that all plays out. But it's, yeah, just everyone doing their part, working themselves and creating a good work ethic, and so yeah, I'm really excited.
What ultimately brought you to Northwest?
Mainly the golf. I knew a few of the players on the team, actually. And it was close to home, and I just really, really like the community. Maryville's a great place, great people. Just mainly the golf and just the community that it builds.
And golf coming up this upcoming weekend, too, the 2024 MIAA preview out in Kearney, Nebraska. That'll be next Monday and Tuesday. Lathan, you think about what you've got coming up there and still three more tournaments to go here this fall beyond that. What do you want to see out of the women there in Kearney?
You know, it'll be a tough field. The MIAA is an extremely competitive conference, and so we'll have every school there. It'll be a chance to see some teams we haven't seen this fall yet, but, you know, our ladies know most of their players, and so it's a pretty comfortable environment. But
really just putting together a full tournament. You know, I talked earlier about how we've been extremely resilient on day two of our tournaments and played great and improved. But now we kind of want to throw an entire 36 holes together play our best golf for an entire two-day tournament.
Do you use this as a barometer at all for where your team is in the MIAA? Or is it just kind of, we're not really going to worry about that because, you know, 4 or 5 months from now, you're going to be completely different.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for most of our team, this is their first time going to see Meadowlark Hills. And it is, obviously, you're kind of judging your competition, you know, where you stand at the end of this tournament. But, yeah, like as you said, we'll put it a lot of work in. There's a long time until we go back there for our conference tournament. And so it's more so just getting comfortable with the course, knowing what we're up against, and really, you know, everything's working for that conference tournament this spring.
Northwest Missouri State on to the MIAA preview coming up in Kearney, Nebraska next week. Lathan, Kayla, thanks so much for your time. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
That is Northwest Missouri State head golf coach Lathan Croy with us and junior Kayla Moline. The Bearcats off to Kearney, Nebraska coming up next week. We'll take a break and be back with more from Pizza Ranch here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Carlson Seed, a generational family business at the Iowa-Missouri line, offering DeKalb, Asgrove Seed, Custom Spraying, and Pivot Bio. To learn more, carlsonseed.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Kodeman in St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe Coaches Show. We're now turning our attention to tennis as Northwest Missouri State tennis coach Mark Rosewell is joining us along with the player off his women's team and Alva Norborg from Sweden. And Mark, big weekend this past weekend as you took your teams over to Topeka.
We went over and played a one-day tournament with Pratt Junior College, Washburn, William Woods, NEI team, both men and women. Really played a lot of tennis, singles and doubles, and it went well.
Yeah, a good tune-up for what you've got coming up this weekend.
Yeah, the women actually were right into the ITAs. It's a little quicker than what it used to be, a little bit soon for me, but that's just the way it is. But we'll be heading down to Edmond on Thursday, and then singles play starts Friday morning.
All right, and mentioned at the outset, you brought one of your players along, and Alva Norborg, a new player to your program.
Yes, Alva's a junior, and she's got 2 years of eligibility left, and she's come right in and blended right into the team and so forth, and we're certainly happy she's here.
And Alva, just again, thanks. We appreciate you're here at Northwest Missouri State as well.
Of course, thank you.
And just talk a little bit about what brought you to the Northwest program.
Oh, so I was at a school in Philadelphia for 2 years, and then my whole team graduated. So I thought it was a new experience. I really wanted to see another part of the States. You know, a lot of people have been coming to me saying, wow, that must have been a very big change for you. And I think it's a very positive thing. I mean, the level is great. The girls can really play. We have a great team socially. Everyone is supporting each other. And I talked a bit to Coach, and he was amazing. Obviously been doing this for a long time. And I also spoke to our new GA, Tessa, who's been on the team, and I thought it was amazing to have someone that understands the part of being on the team as well as just giving good insights when you're on the court.
And Mark, talk about Alvin, what she brings to your team.
Well, I just like I told it the luncheon right here, Alma has the chance to be really just a tremendous doubles player. I mean, she's a good singles player too, but she's really, really got the great instincts in doubles, which she's blessed with, or someone's taught her how to play doubles, probably both. But so we're really excited about that because, you know, that doubles point can win you or lose you a lot of matches. 4-3. We won a lot of matches because we had good doubles last year of teams sometimes that had a little bit better level, but we got the doubles point on them and put the pressure. But, you know, she's 5'10". That's always a good thing.
It's not bad having a little size at the net. That's
Sure. Good reach.
So, you know, I don't know. We'll learn more about her and the rest of the team. There's three new ones, but I feel like all three of the new recruits are very good.
Yeah. I agree.
And Alva, just kind of talk from your standpoint some of the strengths you bring to the Northwest team.
Mm-hmm. No, just as Coach said, I've always enjoyed playing doubles. I've played a lot of doubles, which is why I got that little extra feeling of when to poach and when to go for the shots that most girls don't normally go for. And obviously, I do have a very a big benefit from my height. My serve helps me a lot. And I think one of my greatest strengths are off the court, being positive, always supporting my teammates. I think that's such a big part of tennis, what is normally an individual sport. Here at college, that you have a team, it's so important to not forget about just being a positive teammate and supporting each other every day.
Now, if I understand right, you come from Stockholm, Sweden.
That's correct, yeah.
And some pretty good tennis players have come from Sweden through the years.
Yeah.
And how'd you
and
get
most of them were all from Stockholm.
Yes. What initially got you interested in the sport of tennis?
Oh, wow. It's actually my older sister. She's 4 years older. She started playing when she was 9 years old because her best friend played. And, of course, as a younger sibling, you gotta keep up straight away. So I started straight off, and I just loved it from the moment I stepped on the court. So I played a lot of matches at a young age, and then I just kept going. And we had a very good group of people my age, and so we were traveling a lot. We were doing all of these practices, and it was just amazing, the community when you're a young kid in Stockholm in Sweden. So I really had a lot of help from that.
As far as off the court, you mentioned you've got 2 years here coming up. Let's just talk about your academic life and what are you looking at studying here at Northwest?
Right now I'm a psychology major with a minor in sports psychology. And so far the courses I've been taking are so amazing. The professors really know what they're doing. So I'm very excited to have that academic part. I'm super, I just want to know what I can do. I'm taking this class with, that is prepare or career prep. So we learn what you can do with your major, and I don't really have a specific goal, but I know that I'm very interested in this and I can't wait to see where it's going to take me.
If nothing else, with the way the sport of tennis is, some of that has to help you on the court, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. On court, in my just everyday life, I think it's such a helpful major. And just to understand other people. But, yeah, on court, it's, you know, tennis is one of the most mentally tough sports you can play, especially here at college. We have, the deciding points and you can play a match on your own. That's it's going to take you to either win the match or lose the match, a clinching point. And in those moments, you just have to find strategies to just figure out those moments and be strong mentally. So for sure, some of these courses are really helping me with that, but only in everyday life as well, to just figure out normal problems and stress and just cope with those kind of things as well.
Yeah, Mark, I think you probably know as well, too, that just the sport of tennis, a lot of it's just mental, isn't it?
Oh, it's big-time mental, particularly when you got getting college. Everybody's got strokes, and they got mm-hmm. high talent level. Who comes down to win in that third set, you know, or in Cincinnati, when we went over and watched that professional tennis, is the person that has the higher mental toughness.
Well, let's just talk about briefly before we let you go here. Again, we talked about the ITA down in Edmond, Oklahoma. That's something that you've been able to take a lot of teams to the ITA, and you've had a lot of success there in recent years with the players moving on to the national out of this.
Yeah, we've been blessed on that, John. You know, we've had some really some good players. I was looking at all the times how many singles winners we had and doubles winners. And the tournament's just gotten better and better with more teams. But, you know, for 20, 25 years, we were hosting that ITA here in Maryville, Missouri. Now, there's many places that have more courts and hotels than we have. We can't get it anymore on the bid. But so we got a good back. We were right with them right from the beginning.
And what's going to be some of the big keys for your team this weekend?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, the doubles is always important as far as chemistry of playing with each other. They're still kind of getting to know each other. We're not quite sure on the teams or whatever, but it's going to be hot as the dickens down there. It's going to be close to 100 degrees, and on the court, you know, that probably means 110, 115 or whatever. So I'm hoping that doesn't affect us too much.
All right. Well, Mark, great having you with us on the show. And Alvin Norberg, welcome to Northwest Missouri State, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and this will wrap up our coaches show for this week. Again, on football-wise, we've got a matchup with Missouri Southern coming up on Saturday afternoon. 2 o'clock is kickoff time. Our broadcast begins at 1 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. Thanks to all the coaches and players that have been with us today. And for Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, and we'll be right back here again next Tuesday beginning at noon with the Bearcat Coaches Show.